day two of the Brighton Photo Fringe Book Fair, and I'm here with Rick Pashinsky,
that's right.
Who has published a book that has an unusual title, something to do with William Blake.
Yeah, it's called Songs of Innocence and of Experience, a Study Guide. And it took Blake's book of poems as a starting point. And then by coincidence, I met a man called Francis Gilbert, who was doing a PhD on Blake at Goldsmiths, and he'd written a school book, he's a teacher, about the poems. So it was a helpful starting point because it was a couple of hundred pages long and manageable. So we met up and had conversations about the poems over the period of a couple of years while I worked on the photographs.
So the pictures were taken with the poems in mind?
Originally, each of the poems was going to have a photographic equivalent. The poems themselves are quite conceptual, and they use very specific, clear language, but at the same time, they're confusing, like the tiger, which you probably know, which doesn't seem to have any definitive meaning, but at the same time, the imagery is very distinct. So I wanted the photographs to behave in the same way as the poems, have a very clear image that was not at all obscured, but also at the same time be a sort of romantic conundrum, possibly.
And what's the experience of publishing been like? Is it a self-published book?
It's not self-published. I was about to self-publish, and then I met Ian Sterntol from Sterntol Books, and he offered to publish it. The only change that happened really was that the logo was added to the back. I already had a designer who I'd been working with. The launch was even already organised. I had the printer lined up. Everything was ready to go. So, in actual fact, it didn't really, with my experience, it didn't really make very much difference with the process.
And would you prefer to have a publisher, or would you prefer to have to do it yourself on the basis of that experience?
I couldn't say for sure. It's been helpful having someone who goes to America and does the American book fairs, which I wouldn't be able to do without distribution. So he's helping on that side of things. And also, because he has a reputation as a publisher, he can get tables at the big book fairs, which I wouldn't be able to do on my own. So from that point of view, it's been helpful.
You said you were doing a second edition of the book.
No, what happened was I printed the book in England. I printed it digitally, not with a Indigo press, but just a pretty good digital printer. The test prints I had through were good, but then when it came to the final run, there were inconsistencies and banding, even missing pages, if you could believe it. So I managed to get a full refund and print it offset in Lithuania.
And what's been the experience of... Is this the first time you've been to a book fair or to sell the book? Or?
This is the first time I've been to a book fair to sell my book. I've been working at book fairs other times. I did actually go to this year's version of the Copeland Book Market, but the attendance was so low, it was. I think there were more exhibitors than attendees, so it wasn't really the first outing.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your experience of talking to people yesterday? I mean, as other people in the tables have said, it's one of those unusual occasions when you actually get to meet the people who are reading the book.
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. People have been very positive, and lots of people have been photographing the book, and I keep an eye on my website stats, and quite a lot of people have been looking it up today, so that's really nice. I mean, the main thing is just to get the work out there and get it seen by people who are interested. The money side of it is not quite totally incidental, but it's not my main concern, so it's just good to share the work, really.
And you're a commercial photographer, you do portraiture and other commissions and things?
That's right, yeah. I make my living doing portraits, mainly editorial portraits for magazines and newspapers, sort of sometimes heading slightly into fashion-y type portraits, but mainly kind of well-known and semi-well-known people.
So this is a sort of personal project?
That's right, yeah. I actually studied fine art originally, so that's my background, and in all honesty, I started doing portrait photography just to make a living. It wasn't because of a love of photography. As it happens, I really love it as a job, but I couldn't stop making my own work, so I've been working on this in the background, and I'm excited about working on the next thing, which I'm just starting to think about now.
What is it?
I decided if I was going to work on another project for a few years, it would have to be something I really cared about and liked, and I really like big-budget sci-fi films. So,
and I'm going to make a big-budget sci-fi film.
Yeah, I've been working with Marvel. No, I'm going to be making... I think at the moment I'm going to be making work about masculinity and how it's represented in sci-fi or in sort of, you know, Hollywood contemporary sci-fi. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I'm working on some ideas. I've decided it's best to just start rather than to read and read and read and just to make some work, look at it, assess it, and take the next step from there.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing that.